It's Tuesday, and that means we are going to be eating mindfully, hopefully today, or maybe tomorrow, because it's already too late to cook dinner. But Izelle Hoffman is on the line, and she is a lifestyle chef, an author, and she is our mindful eating food fairy godmother. And with it being winter, everyone is already getting a little bit of a sniffle, and then we're overthinking it, and we're scared that we've got COVID. Izelle is going to give us a recipe that's a germ fighter today. Hello, Izelle.
Hello, Danny. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just really glad to be back and chatting to you and talking about yummy food.
Yes, I was saying, a week of a break of talking to you feels like forever in a day. So I'm so happy that we get to talk again today.
So now I want to quickly talk to you a little bit about the weather at the moment and the flu season that we're in and what this means for us. Our immune systems and our biologies, because you always talk about eating mindfully, right? So when it gets cold, we want to reach for those yummy things, the chippies, any chocolates, any cookies, any rusks, and the hot chocolate. But actually, that's not doing our body much good because it's full of sugar. So what should we be looking for at the moment?
Well, Danny, since we actually started with these weekly talks, it was always the conversation of, yes, COVID is a current situation, but also bear in mind we're going into winter. Since week one, we were talking about ingredients that's in general immune boosting, anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antifungal, which means it keeps all the hohos and the bugs and the unnecessary germs away. Yes, like you're saying, as soon as we start getting all snuggly and you want to sit under that blanket with the heat or at the fireplace, you tend to go for that feel good options. And that's really so often the comfort foods. And unfortunately, majority of the convenience comfort foods is loaded with a lot of the wrong stuff. And I'm not saying don't have your hot chocolate. I'm just saying instead of having an instant hot chocolate, take that 5 minutes of effort and actually make one with good quality almond milk, raw cacao, and you can even add a scoop of collagen in there if you wanted to, because then all of a sudden that little bit of hug in a mug is not a indulging situation where you're eating the wrong stuff. It's actually boosting the body with all the right stuff that it needs. So again, that's just where the whole mindfulness comes into play when you are consuming foods on a daily basis. So it's not about that perception that all good tasting things and sweet things and biscuits and the rusks and all those things are bad. It's just ask yourself the question, have I turned the packet around? Have I read the ingredients? What is in there? Because if you put a little bit of time and effort, into making these things yourself, you are in a lot more, a better position to control the list of ingredients you're making use of. And that way you control the effect it's going to have on your body.
Izelle, can I ask you? You always talk about if you are going to eat something acidic, you should balance it with something alkaline. You're always talking about the chemistry behind it. So, is there a way that I could have a packet of chips, a small packet of chips, not the whole bag, or a cookie or something? And then, is there something that I could do that would mitigate the negative effects of the sugars or the oils or the fats or the MSGs in those things?
The thing is, a lot of those things actually causes discomfort in the body, and majority of those things can cause acidity. So my go-to step, whether I've eaten that biscuit or whether I'm in that situation where I have consumed something like that or not, I actually take a half a teaspoon of bicarb of soda every night before I go to bed, because it just neutralizes the excess buildup of acidity and all kinds of things like that during the day. And it puts your body in a good state so that you can get good quality rest, by the time you go to bed. So again, don't put yourself on a guilt trip when you are consuming these things. If you are, for instance, eating that biscuit at 11 o'clock, don't feel like, okay, well, now I've had a biscuit at 11. It's downhill from here. I might as just well take a binging day and make the most of it. Just correct yourself on the next meal and maybe dish up a little bit of extra good quality veg at lunchtime. Eating something that you want to indulge in should not be putting yourself on a guilt trip. Just correct your step and carry on and make the most of the next moment or the next meal. And that is the best advice I can give any and everyone. If you want to indulge in something and it's not necessarily healthy, don't crucify yourself for it. Just carry on with the next meal and go back to eating good quality ingredients.
I really needed you to say that today because I feel like we yes. are either punishing ourselves or we're binging at the, yes. at the moment.
Yes.
It's across the board. And there's a lot of, I see a lot of posts on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter that are starting hashtag day one again. And my concern yes. is you're putting so much pressure on yourself. It's not day one. It's still the same day. You're still on the same journey. And I read something so interesting the other day and it said, eating one salad never made anyone healthy, and eating one donut never made anyone fat.
Exactly. It's like wanting to throw a whole set of tires, seeing we're talking about cars now, because you've got a little bit of car background and myself as well. But, you know, it's like throwing a whole set of tires away because you've got a puncture in the one, you know? Oh, just yeah. fix the puncture, you know, get going again. It's like, it's just a foot fault. As you have foot fault gemaakt, correct yourself and carry on with your journey. It does not mean because you made one side step mistake, the whole journey is ruined, you know? And so often a lot of people can also relate to that saying where, you know, just because you're having a bad day does not mean you're having a bad life. Just because you're having a bad meal does not mean your whole life and the rest of your life's diet and all your meals are ruined because you indulged in a donut today, you know? At least, you know what? At least if you are eating that donut, the best advice I can give you is really enjoy it for what it is. Just make sure those calories and those unnecessary, unhealthy ingredients is so worth it, because it's even worse if you are indulging in it and you make yourself feel guilty for it, because then you didn't enjoy the moment. So at least then make the most of it. We all only live once, so eat that cake or eat that donut.
But I was just going to tell you while I was listening to you talking, I used to love Krispy Kremes, just the normal glazed donuts. They were my favorite donuts.
Yeah.
And since I've been eating more Mindfitty, I haven't, so obviously less for the E&E, but the other day I went into the shop and there were a box of Krispy Kremes and there were three. And I bought it, one, and it was not as nice as I remember it to be. I think your taste buds change.
Yeah, they do. They do. I am so happy you brought that up because I wasn't going to say it from my side. But as soon as you start focusing on the quality of the ingredients you consume, all of a sudden, you know, remember, it takes your body 21 days to get into a new habit. So try and eat mindfully for people out there maybe listening for 21 days, and then you go back to that one thing you thought you cannot live without. And I promise you, every single person, every time that I've ever asked, said to me, it's never as good as what I remembered, because all of a sudden what you are comparing that with, because remember, your brain will always compare one situation or one meal or one snack to another. And if your daily intake of food for 21 days has been good quality ingredients, all of a sudden that sneaky little indulgence is not that great anymore. Really, because it's not going to make you feel that great and good afterwards, and you might even feel uncomfortable, and your body remembers that. So yeah, I'm so happy you said it, because, you know, proof is really in the pudding, and which is maybe not the best pun here, because first of all, we're not talking about pudding today, and we were just talking about donuts.
Well, I mean, donuts and puddings, but yeah, so I don't think I'll be having another one because I really didn't enjoy it. I would much rather have some berries. I don't know what happened to me. I don't know what you did to me, but it happened.
Yeah. You know what, Danny, I need to actually, on a side note, maybe on a different occasion, or, you know, maybe on a different week, as we're going to be talking about a different ingredient just now, I have to share with you, I've been playing around with donut dumplings, healthy donut dumplings that I actually make with rice flour, and I deep fry them in a bit of olive oil, and then my syrup that I make is like a cinnamon, honey, caramel essence sort of situation, where you just dip them in and it gives you that glazed sort of situation. So I think one day when we have this talks in studio, I'm going to have to take you up on the donut challenge. And then I think we should compare the unhealthy one with a healthier alternative. And then you can tell me what you think.
I think we should
blindfold. The Danny Donut Challenge.
We should do it blindfolded and see the difference. That'd be so fun. I'm in.
Yes. But I think we're going to have to do it 2 weeks in a row, because you're going to have to eat the one, and you know, your body will have to tell you how you feel after you've consuming that. And then the following week, or maybe the next day, then you eat the other one. And then you're like, okay, how am I feeling after this? Because then you can really compare the one to the other and sort of the effects that it will have on your, you know, how you feel and your body afterwards.
I am in. Okay. Izelle, you are our mindful eating champion. You talk about mindful eating and the reasons that we eat the things that we eat, or that we should think about the things that we eat, because obviously you are what you eat, right? That saying hasn't been around for millions of years for nothing. And with it being winter, everyone's kind of gone back to work. Things are a bit rushed. Do you have something easy, healthy, and germ fighting that we could just kind of make quickly that's going to be amazing for us and yummy?
So, Danny, the recipe we're talking about this week is actually the lemon and garlic glazed chicken thighs. And you can be serving it with peas. You can substitute the peas for green beans. But the key ingredient here is the marinade and the sauce and how you garnish the chicken. If you are vegan or vegetarian, of course, you can replace the chicken with cauliflower steaks or even chunks or florets of cauliflower. It doesn't necessarily have to be the proper steaks. I was going to say you can replace it with butternut, but last week or the week before, we did establish that that is not Danny's favorite ingredient. But yes, the key ingredient in this recipe we're going to be talking about today is actually the combination of the sauce. So the base that you're going to be putting it on, whether it is chicken, whether it is cauliflower, that is entirely up to you. And it can even be a phenomenal family dinner or even a lunch option, because you can always half it, half chicken, half cauliflower. So that's another sneaky way of maybe getting an extra vegetable on the plate.
So now this is on page 161 of Izelle Hoffman's Mindful Eating. And if you want a copy of the ebook, all you need to do is SMS the words mindful eating to 37942 and Izelle could be sending you a copy. Now, the reason I think that Izelle chose this recipe is because I see here there's garlic and lemon in here. And I know that when you have a sore throat, Oma always used to say garlic, lemon, and honey were like the things that you would use.
Now, there you have it, Danny. Actually, that is 100% spot on. So the key ingredients for this sauce or the marinade is we're making use of olive oil. We're making use of ground black pepper. Remember, pepper helps your body to absorb the good quality ingredients, which is all then, you know, mixed up together. Dried parsley, and parsley is also immune-boosting anti-inflammatory herb, with your crushed garlic, raw honey, and then a bit of olive oil, just to sort of anti-inflammatory, mix that all together to give you that feel good, just warm hug on a plate situation. And even if people look at the image, you do just want to hug that whole dish of chicken thighs because it just looks so, it's like, I'm just getting hungry just looking at the image, to be honest.
No, same. Even me, those peas look amazing, but I love peas. Okay, so Izelle, tell us a little bit about why mixing lemon and garlic and thyme and honey, like what are the reasons behind this dish?
So, Danny, the ingredient that we selected for today, which we call the star of the show, of course, is garlic. Now, garlic is antiviral, antifungal, it's anti-inflammatory. It assists in the detoxification and it also boosts the metabolism. It also is a natural dewormer and it kills parasites. So that is quite a mouthful. So again, you are someone looking after your overall health and not just specifically for this evening or afternoon that you might be consuming this meal. The star sort of differentiating factor for me always is garlic strengthens the immune system. And again, it's not just for winter. It's not just because of COVID and lockdown. It is something you need to do all year round. People with good immune systems are just, overall healthier human beings, if we can put it like that. And when you talk about the herbs, we're talking about the thyme as well boosts the immune system. It's also antiviral and antifungal and anti-inflammatory, and the same goes for parsley. So again, it's a combination of ingredients that all stands for or fights for the same thing at the end of the day, and that is to overall boost the immune system. The raw honey, again, as well, antiviral, antifungal. If you are vegan, of course, you can replace your honey with agave syrup or maple syrup. Just remember that those two don't necessarily have all the health benefits of honey, but it is going to get you from a taste profile perspective the same end result. And then, of course, you know, every week, love talking about black pepper. Black pepper, of course, helps your body to absorb nutrients. Now, if you are going to be making a bit of effort to consume good quality ingredients or put good quality ingredients together, you would want to put your body in the perfect state in order to absorb as much of that as possible. And that's why, you know, just in general, I love adding black pepper to majority of my recipes. And then last but not least, you know, we spoke about our lemon juice. Now, people would know by now, I mean, we love talking about our alkalizing citrus, and that is where lemon comes into play. And, you know, a lemon and herb chicken or a cauliflower or just a baked in the oven dish is always just a winner. So you cannot go wrong by pleasing the whole family, from your other half, maybe your better half, maybe your not so better half, to your children, to mother-in-law, to granny coming to visit, even to your neighbors, or, you know, after lockdown when friends or someone are coming over. This is just a recipe. If you don't have a lot of time, but you still want to impress and put love and intent, you know, in a dish and on the dinner table, this is your go-to recipe.
I've got to tell you, I am definitely going to try this out with the cauliflower steaks. And I just feel like all of the benefits of this, plus the ease with which I think you can make it, because you've even written here, this is an impressive dish with minimum effort. Can you tell me out of 10, what are we looking at here? Like,
from a difficult point of view, I think this must be a 2 out of 10. I mean, the most difficult part here is literally placing the chicken on top of the peas and then switching on the oven and then mixing the sauce and pouring that over. So if you struggle to sort of place lemon slices on top of chicken thighs or cauliflower, I really cannot help you. That is just from a decorating point of view. But that literally is the most difficult part of this recipe. And if you're not a fan maybe of peas, or it's a time of the year that peas is not, you know, at your closest, you know, sort of store around the corner, because we are still sort of mindfully also shopping and try and to respect, you know, the times or amount of times that we go to the shops. Green beans works phenomenally too. And I'm always a fan of my long stem broccoli. So you can even place that at the bottom, you know, of this dish as a variation. You're just looking for beautiful green alkalizing vegetables, because it just really combines, you know, the whole taste profile together to make this dish phenomenal for a 2 out of 10 difficulty effort.
Izelle, what would you serve this with in your house?
So, you know, I always say in winter, you always try and maintain your weight, because remember, you're not going to be that active and outdoorsy. So, you know, from a lunchtime perspective, you could have paired this with a beautiful like herb basmati rice, you know, sweet potato, which was either the mash or maybe oven roast, butternut, which Danny would definitely not do, could also have been an option. But if you had served this for dinner, you know, rice would not be my first thing I would pair it with. I would then replace the rice with quinoa. It still gives you that graininess on the plate, yet it is a more high protein sort of ingredient. It's the low GI and it contains all 9 amino acids. So if you are, for instance, making the cauliflower steaks for this, I would have advised you to pair this with your quinoa, because then you would get you know, the right amount of protein, good quality protein, all in the convenience of one plate.
I love this. I'm actually so hungry. I might make this for lunch. So Izelle has given us, with all the love in her heart, a copy of Mindful Eating to give away. If you want it, SMS the word Mindful Eating to 37942. But she not only is an author, she not only is a lifestyle chef and a race car driver and many, many other things, but she also hosts cook-alongs on her social media channels. Izelle, what's happening this week and where is it happening?
So every week, of course, on Instagram on a Wednesday evening from 7 p.m., I'm cooking with Chef Graham Campbell. He's still in Scotland. So, yes, we are doing my Asian-style chicken, still on the chicken train, of course, tomorrow evening. So that's really something to be looking out for. And, of course, he is going to bring his A game. I would not be surprised if he really completely changes the recipe like he does every week. And it's always so, you know, interesting to see how he plates and presents it, because that's sort of the kind of, you know, style of plating you can expect in top-end or high-end restaurants. You know, on Thursday, people, if you do like a sticky chocolate pudding, I'm putting a little bit of a creamy Viavi twist on that. We're baking a sticky chocolate pudding on Thursday evening from 5:30 on my Facebook page. And then every Saturday from 12, we're talking a little bit of motoring talk on Ignition TV, of course, that you can also tune into their Facebook page from 12 p.m. on a Saturday. So quite a, you know, busy week ahead, but so excited to get into everything because, yes, if you love what you do, it feels like you never work a day in your life.
So true. So true. And you can tell that you love what you do. Please go and follow Izelle. It's Izelle Hoffman Lifestyle Chef on Facebook and at Izelle Hoffman on Instagram and Twitter. And I promise you, you are never going to be bored and you're going to be so inspired to get into your kitchen and make good, nutritious, healthy meals for your family. Izelle, as always, thank you so much. I can't wait to go and make my cauliflower chicken dish.
Thank you so much, Danny. Of course, people can find this recipe on the platforms. And like I always say, time and health is the two things that money can't buy. So if you're going to start investing time in your health, people out there, it will be the best investment that you will ever make. From my side, thank you so much. Have a blessed and warm and healthy week. And hopefully we get to talk about another ingredient next week.